Lawmakers in the House are expected to give final congressional approval today to legislation creating a Department of Homeland Security. The House must approve the Senate's version of the bill before it can be sent to President Bush for his signature. The legislation provides broad exemptions to the Freedom of Information Act. Joining me now is Republican Senator Robert Bennett from Utah. Good morning.
Good morning.
How does this provision work?
Well, I would object a little bit to your characterization that these are broad exemptions. I think they are more accurately described as careful definitions, because the Freedom of Information Act already anticipates that there is some information shared with the government that should not be made public. It is not that specific in its definitions of what that information would be, and this bill, I think, fills in that. It deals primarily with information about cyber attacks in the private sector that the government needs to know if it's going to make an intelligence assessment of who is after us and why.
The Freedom of Information Act already had 11 exemptions, one of them being for national security information. So why were any additional exemptions necessary?
Because that was written prior to the cyber age, and a broad national security exemption that does not take into account cyber attacks can frankly be much broader than anybody would like. I think this improves the Freedom of Information Act rather than guts it, because it focuses very specifically on those aspects of national security that are connected to the critical infrastructure that's in private hands. You must remember that 90% of the infrastructure we depend on to keep our economy going is not in government hands, it's in the private hands, and it represents a huge target in the information age by someone who wants to disrupt our economy and do it in a way that government planners won't know about it until it's too late.
Senator Patrick Leahy, who thought he had a compromise with you on this issue, called it the most severe weakening of the Freedom of Information Act in its 36-year history.
Well, Pat and I did work out a language that he was comfortable with in the Senate version, and I did my best to keep that language in the final version. Ultimately, the administration that was calling the shots on this overrode us. But I think, frankly, Pat is overreacting here, because in my view, there is no substantive difference between the House language and the Senate language. I think the actual way information will be handled under the House language will be exactly the same as it would have been under the Senate language. He felt the Senate language was more assurance that that would be the case. I think the practical matter is that will be the case regardless of what the language is, and he will look back on it once it's used to say, in fact, there was really no difference. I hope he comes to that understanding.
Doesn't the bill protect companies from civil lawsuits arising from any information they disclose to the government?
No. If that would give rise to a civil lawsuit now, that is, if the company does something wrong, let's say it commits fraud, that doesn't rise to the level of criminal fraud, but would involve civil fraud, the company would not give that information out under any circumstances if it had done that, because they would recognize they would expose themselves to lawsuit. There is nothing in this bill that says that information given the government that is involved in wrongdoing, that the wrongdoing can then be covered. It's only benign information as far as regulations and civil lawsuits are concerned that the government needs to know in order to make an analysis of what's going on. If an attack is mounted against the telecommunications system, for example, that does not involve any government facilities at all, it could shut down economic activity in this country, and the government planners wouldn't know who was doing it unless the people voluntarily called the government and said, hey, I'm under attack, and here's what's happening. If the protections we put in the law were not there, Osama bin Laden could mount such an attack, not know how successful he was, file a Freedom of Information Act request, and have the information that was shared with the government shared with him.
Senator, I have very many more questions, but I'm afraid we're out of time. Republican Senator Robert Bennett from Utah.